Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's interesting to think about what we've kind of learned going around the NFL. I'm curious if there's anything. I have one, I'd argue, big picture thing that through 2 weeks, I'm not entirely convinced isn't the beginning of a new trend. And I've kind of wondered when this would occur.
About the running and passing?
Yeah, man.
I think that's going to change, Jay, before this year's out.
You think?
Yes.
Why?
Because the rules are there for the passing game. Everything is set up for the offense to be more successful. And right now, the fact that most teams, hell, all teams did not play consistently enough in preseason, it will change. Just like they call in all these illegal formations on the offense, watch how it changes up when they start calling stuff on the defense and then open right back up.
But the numbers, so if you live under a rock, perhaps, and that's okay. I hope you enjoy your rock. Passing numbers, scoring numbers, all that stuff is way down to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's only two games, so it's relatively easy to be dismissive of that. But even passing numbers across the league last year are down. I mean, you only had... In passing yards, I think you only had three or four. You had 10 quarterbacks go over 4,000 yards, but only three that went over 4,500. You compare that to like maybe 8 years ago or something. Those numbers have gone down. Passing touchdowns have gone down. I don't know that it will continue at the current pace because you're right. I think some guys just haven't really got going yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that defenses always adapt. And if they're just going to not let you get deep on them and play nickel and dime and have a bunch of DBs out there, at some point, it's more effective to just run the ball.
Well, but if you got a defense, offense that, okay, you're not going to let me beat you deep. I'm going to just methodically go down the field. And the very good quarterbacks are still going to put points up. And if you play this little bend but don't break defense, you're not giving your offense a lot of time to go out there and work. So you're playing against Pat Mahomes and those types, you're going to lose the game anyway.
All right. So you don't think that trend will continue?
No.
Okay. Elsewhere around the league, when you look specifically at some teams, bottom of the NFC wild card situation, somebody's going to win the East.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think it's Dallas. I hope I'm wrong. Somebody's going to win the North. I still think that's Detroit and not necessarily Minnesota, though Minnesota's leading that. Somebody's going to win the South. I don't know who the hell it is because New Orleans shot out like a cannon.
Is it Tampa in the same one, right?
They're both 2-0.
So they're going to be battling for you.
And Tampa's won it three straight times.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm counting Atlanta out either. Somebody's going to win the West.
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Those are the two teams that are just better overall.
Somebody's going to win the West. Right now it's the Seahawks. They're 2-0. The Niners lost. So you got your four winners and then legit wild card aspirational teams. I think the Niners end up winning that division. So I got Seahawks as a legit wild card contender. I would say Atlanta as a wild card. And then whoever isn't winning, Saints and Bucks, that's three. The Vikings, I think, are a legit wild card. That's four. Then Eagles, whoever doesn't win.
So you're buying into Darnold?
I'm buying into you only need to get to 9 wins to probably get that 7th wild card spot, and they've already got 2.
Yeah.
That's 7 out of 15.
We had 2 last year, too.
True. Yesterday we did the cooked test of the 0-2 teams that are the most cooked. What 2-0 team is the most fraudulent to you? In the NFC, you've got Seattle, the Saints, the Bucks. The Vikings.
I'm going to have to go with the Vikings.
I think that's an easy one, right?
Yeah, I'll go with the Vikings.
I do believe You know what? Are we sure this Saints stuff is real? You buy it? I understand the skepticism with Sam Darnold, but you don't have any skepticism with Derek Carr?
But the Saints are playing great defense, and Derek Carr is playing well. That may be the difference. And not only Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara seems to be back.
Balling.
So if Alvin Kamara can do it, Derek Carr don't have to do everything. Kamara had 4 touchdowns. 3 of them were rushing. That's 28 points right there. That takes a lot of pressure off your quarterback.
And it's been a while, but Derek Carr did have a string of Pro Bowl seasons early in his career. Back, I mean, this is how long he's been playing. He played in Oakland for 9 years.
Yeah.
That's a seasoned vet at this point. His career completion percentage is 65%. His previous high completion percentage was in Oakland in 2019, where he completed 70% of his passes. Right now,
he at least has some. He has a track record of doing something.
Right now, through 2 games, he's completing 77% of his passes.
I don't know if that continues, right. But he has proven to you he's better than what those early years were in New Orleans.
He's also not taking a lot of sacks, and that's been an issue. Like last year, he took 31 sacks. Right now, he's got 2 through 2 games. Oh,
Rooster shows up every time, huh?
Rooster knows food's coming, and he's following his beak.
No, he's walking around sniffing.
Follow your nose wherever
now
it goes.
Now, he's a beagle or something. Big-ass beagle.
Ask Roos, Chris, heavy metal, if you can hear me, the most fraudulent NFC 2-0 team. I don't know that I can buy the Saints scoring at this capacity. But I don't know that I can buy
Sam Darnold.
They
may not continue scoring at this capacity, but they've been okay.
Landfill, bigger fraud, Sam Darnold and the Vikes or Derek Carr and the Saints?
Sam Darnold and the Vikes.
Hard to argue. Oh, no wonder Rooster was walking around.
Yeah, we
just showed up with a box of sandwiches.
He probably walked him in.
Yeah. I think we figured this out. Most fraudulent, Rooster showing up. Just
most fraudulent is just Rooster.
Rooster showing up to say hi,
he
or Rooster showing
up for
with food,
and then he takes other people's food and say their name wasn't on it, but his wasn't on it, so he took it.